If you're listening right now,
I bet I know who you are.
That's right. I bet I know who you are. You'll be the first one to see if there's a podcast today. I know. You're going to listen to it.
Is it about me today? It's about me. Oh,
it's about the whole cult. It's about the whole group.
It's about all of us. Hurry up, get on the phone.
Group text time, group text.
Go on our podcast. It's about us. I think it's about us. It's about me.
Or is it about you? Or is it about,
it's about all of us.
Hurry, hurry, group text, group text. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. No, someone's to listen to it. Don't listen to that podcast. What's the title? What's the title? Save yourself, protect yourself.
That one, don't go on there.
Sorry, trying to be serious.
Don't go on that podcast. It's about us.
Oh, did she? Oh, hold on. Let me call. Ring, ring, ring. That's like old 70s, 80s dial phones, the finger dial phones, or the like you're punching credit card number. Oh my gosh, I just want to let you know. Oh, what's going on? Hey, hey, it's me. Just let you know. What's going on? Oh, don't go on Kimberly's podcast. Don't go on it tonight. Why? What's going on? Oh, I don't want you to get upset. Don't go. Sorry. When you laugh about this stuff, you've gone through so much stuff in your life, you know you have definitely cranked it up that extra level that you never thought you'd get there. You can laugh about this stuff.
I don't go on there.
Why? 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 Why don't go on there? Oh, because it's about... Is it about you? Is it about me? What is it about? Oh, I think it's about you. Is there a name? Is there a name? Yeah, is there a name? No. There's never a name. It's just, you know, you can assume it's about us. It's about me. Is it about we? Is it about them? Is it about Kim? Like a Dr. Seuss book.
Just don't go on there. Don't go on there. Just don't.
And you know what's great is I decided I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. Oh, let me see. What do you listen to on the podcast? Oh, mystery stuff. You like mystery stuff? What do you think of the, I know because I'm talking to you. I know you got your own podcast now. That's narcissistic, isn't it? And you totally believe this podcast is about you? Well, that's narcissistic personality disorder. How long have you been suffering from that? Have you seen a therapist yet? Have you? You seem very, very infatuated with narcissistic personality disorder, healing from narcissistic abuse, narcissistic relations, you're in politics, podcast, politics. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know who you are now. And I'm surprised you're actually listening to my podcast. You know why? Because I never really thought you ever really liked me. I mean, our relation has been like oil and water, you know? And you started from jump. Now remember I had to say something to you? Now, you're talking about sexual stuff and a relationship I was in, like in my, what, 20s? And this creepy guy, because any guy talks about things in the bed and they talk about to other people is creepy. You should just smack the guy across the face. I mean, if you were a woman, you'd smack him across the face. And then it's like, then I thought differently about you because I thought, why are you just standing there listening to this stuff? I mean, talking about sticking up for a woman, even though we had our differences, you should just smack them. You know, I mean, I'm not into that. But, you know, if you're a woman to woman, you know, a woman to man, you know, back in the old days, you know. You know, back when Marilyn Monroe had movies, you know, the woman always smacked the guy, you know, tit for tat, fair and fair. Man smacked a man, girl smacked a girl, woman smacked a woman, you know. Now you do that, it's like, you know, I'm surprised. I'm actually, but I'm not surprised. You always hated this podcast. You always hated all the podcasts. But did you secretly love the podcast? Or are you one of them? Nah, you're not part of the cult, are you? No, I don't see you a cult person. I see you more as an individual. Yeah, sometimes got involved with things because you were being narcissistically strangulated into doing things that you yourself were not comfortable in doing. You felt the heat was on, the head of the snake was pulling your chain, And lo and behold, you found yourself doing things and taking in part of things that you know and you knew was not okay. I actually like the podcast. There's a lot of podcasts that those are good podcasts to listen to. Politics, narcissistic. That's right. People dealt with narcissistic behavior, narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic relationships. Yeah, being narcissistic strangulated. Yeah, narcissistic strangulation, meaning somebody lives or gets to the point that are narcissistic and they will literally kill you if they could. They want to bury your ass if they could. It's not a joke. Their actions, behavior show it. They'll put you in really, really bad situations. Even if they know your health is in jeopardy and you're dealing with stuff, they don't care. They want to finish your end of life. They want to have the hand in the shovel. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know you dealt with it. They want to have the shovel in their hand and bury you for them. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever feel like that? You felt like that around them? Digging and digging and digging and pushing you and pushing you and pushing you and pushing you to where you just felt like you were going to lose it. I mean, literally, a lot of times you probably felt crazy. Did you feel like you were crazy in that relationship? Like you felt like you were going nuts? Like, what the hell is going on? You felt controlled. You felt bought. Sometimes did you feel bought? Did you feel bought? That's part of narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic control. Narcissistic strangulation is what you experienced. I was not surprised. I'm kind of surprised. You know, I took the time and, you know, going through who's following who and who's listening. And I was kind of surprised, you know, but I just don't think we ever got the chance to really sit down and get to know each other. I think it's fair to say that as older adults now, right? Right. No? Good choice. Good selection. Good selection podcast. On to the next one. Gina. Gina, Gina, Bobana, Bobana, Bana, Hobana, Gina. Are you really Gina? You're not really Gina. And that's not really a picture of you. Because we know who Gina is, though. Gina, Gina, Bobana, Bobana, Gina. Gina, Gina, you're also on some interesting podcasts. Got to go through your podcast list. Very interesting. Very interesting. You're into like political, legal, some, you know, you're into narcissistic stuff. But I think really, Gina, you may be on both sides, playing both sides of the narcissistic hand, so to speak, if we were playing cards. I think you're like playing both sides. Maybe, because your name's not really Gina, that's a fact, you're playing all sides. Because you've been following podcasts for yourself, my journey for a while, and you just happened to, when I kind of went through everything, and I'm a very highly intelligent woman, and that's what people don't understand, is I'm true to my sign, a Scorpio. I sit back and I analyze and I study and I research, and I'll analyze you, research and study. Until I've gotten a factual proof that I figure out, it's like some of the mysteries, some of the podcasts you listen to. I figured out the mystery. Your name's not Gina. Your name's not Gina. It's not your photo. But you listen to some things with narcissistic stuff. You like the political, the mysteries, attorney stuff. And you slid on in, like a sliding into a DM, but you slid on in my podcast just at the right appropriate moment. So, Gina, what gives? How do you really feel about me? Gina. Well, I'll tell you. You got some interesting podcasts as well. And you must think something about me or you wouldn't be listening to the podcast. And following. Gina, I don't see you on my Caring Bridge page, however. But I do want to let you know. I'm going to say this. I noticed this evening with Caring Bridge, I was doing an audio and I could like literally like, it's different because the application software that I use, I can actually tinker with my voice and with background noise and things like that. And stuff that I cannot do with For Yourself, My Journey. In Caring Bridge page, I noticed in just a short amount of time, in 2 weeks, is literally what it means. Caring Bridge. Bridging care and support between patients. And this is something that I realized, and I was actually told by my trauma therapist, Gina, which your name's not Gina, but you know what I mean, that it would benefit me to start a Caring Bridge page, because you're going to be connecting with people in a platform in a way that you're not able to do that with Free Yourself, My Journey. Free Yourself, My Journey is like an entertainment channel. It always has been. It's been puppetry. It's been skits. It's been like Saturday Night Live sometimes. You know, me and Eric did things. It's comedy. It's just, you know, throwing everything out there. You know, it's like the Tonight Show meets Carol Burnett Show. It's a little bit. It's always been a little bit of everything, and then it got serious, and it got a little edgy, and then it got funny, and it got serious. And it's kind of like just stimulating every part of your brain. That may be why it appealed to big podcast networks and radio networks like iHeartRadio, excuse me, Amazon, Google Play. I think it's over 3,900, 4,100 different international platforms for Yourself, My Journey in every single language. And 2 years reached every single country. And now it's literally going in every sector of every country that becomes available. Different platforms that creators and that have brought on for Yourself, My Journey. I am honored to still be a part of what used to be iHeartRadio is now iHeart, and continuing on with Audibles, Amazon, and the list goes on and on. And it's not, let's just say it's never about, a lot of people are about money. That brings me to you with the no photo, but I know who you are. It brings me to people that are about money. That's interesting because you're very narcissistic, okay? I looked at the stuff and I've looked at things and I've looked at your profile and I've kind of went and tinkered. Somebody else tinkered in and we kind of figured it out. We figured out, I know who you are. I knew you were the number one. The head of the snake. That's right. You're a very power-driven person. Money drives you. It drives the power. You believe that life is great and should be lived by the most money that you hold into your bank account. You may have been faced with medical struggles throughout your life, but you've never ever been faced with something head on where you saw your life end like that. And then give it a diagnosis that you're not getting out of this. You're going to suffer the rest of the way till your life is gone like that. But see, you don't have a heart. You don't have compassion. You use people like a dirty pair of socks at Hanes Warehouse that was a defect and sold as a bad Christmas stocking, okay? Gift or gifter, or you re-gifted, okay? Yeah. You evolve around money. And that is the most greediest part of narcissistic personality disorder, the most devilish trait to have, is to evolve your life around money, monetary, glory. It's not about fame. Okay, there's a difference of being on a platform and being international and being on different platforms because you're passionate about and enjoy what you're doing. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm passionate about it. I could care less and I could care less if I was on one platform. It's not going to stop me from podcasting. And let's face it, because you had a hand and running to so many people that you tainted every damn relationship and friendship I had by making me out to be some crazy ass lunatic, because that's what narcissistic people do, psychopaths and sociopaths. And you succeeded only because you had money and you had time that I didn't. See, narcissistic people wait until they realize their bullseye, their number one main target, because narcissistic people are the most miserable ass people in the world. They project and will strangulate anyone they feel is in a position of weak or sick or whatever, some sort of, or an empath. They hold something of value that their money will never buy. What your money will never buy you is being real and genuine like I am. And you've hated me for that forever, because I could talk without having a piece of paper to go by or an agenda or whatever. I'm just talking to talk. And I'm talking about real stuff in real life. And it's been a lot of my story. But you've taken your money and you've used it in a very twisted, crazy-ass, cruel-ass way of power. Your podcast that you follow, if you look at the list yourself, is about greed and power. It's twisted. Sorry, it's twisted. I don't understand. Why don't you just put a picture of yourself and your face over the shadow man, shadow woman? Because let's face it, We both know who you are. I'm not surprised. The head of the snake is listening and number one on the podcast and has been from jump. Your money does not make you. All the money in the world is not going to make you. It doesn't make you any better than anybody else in the world. The more you make just makes you more greedy than the rest of the normal world and normal society. Because let's face it, normal society is struggling. No matter if it's in the United States or overseas, everybody's struggling. But you'll have these people, like this person right here, who is the head snake, the narcissistic sociopath, psychopath, who uses money, fame, and glory, more, 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 need, 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 want, want, better, 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 better. You expect, how you can expect to hold on to love ever in your life with a mentality like that? I don't care what kind of love we're talking about. It's not going to happen. What you have failed that money hasn't bought is time for you to reflect, sit back, and take time to become the best version of yourself and a better version. Because your money means nothing. And people who use money as greed and power to override people find themselves in a situation where the world claps back. And you have found yourself with the world clapping back on more than a few occasions, and one right now. It clapped back, didn't it? It wasn't from me. Clap back. Did it feel good, did it? Did you ever think like, wow, man, I'm getting this really, I'm getting smacked right back in my face. I did this to somebody else, and now somebody's got me drug in a big old situation. You know? Look up narcissistic personality disorder. Top people who are narcissistic are people that are money, material. I'm going to say it again. Money and motivated by material objects, things. Your money does not buy love. It does not buy compassion. And it sure the hell will never buy your heart. That's things that you have to learn to free yourself and be kind, compassionate, and a caring individual. And I'm sorry. You're not any of the three. You portray yourself like a true narcissistic wearing your mask of this great person. You put people down that are sick. You put other people down that don't fall on your agenda, that do not listen to you, and they're not part of your group. You take part with your group of making light of people that are less of, that suffer, that don't have the financial means. And let's face it, don't have the big bank account and glorious fame and lifestyle that you're so seeking. I don't understand why you just didn't try to see if you could like just take over, you know, Mr. Leech, Lifestyles Rich and Famous. I think far better suit, you'd be a host for that, or hostess. I'm not going to divulge who you are because you know who you are, and I know who you are now. I always knew who you were. The face behind the face. Just put your face on there. That's right. Narcissistic people don't reveal themselves. See, that's the problem, folks. Narcissistic people don't reveal themselves. But their targets, when they're not looking, because they wait till their target's not looking, they wait till the prime perfect opportunity. Oh, she's going through oncology, radiation, chemo, whatever. Oh, she's suffering. Oh, she's going through life, normal life problems that a lot of people go through, relationship problems, marriage problems. Oh, she's going through this, all that. Okay, aim, fire. Aim, fire. Aim, fire. What possesses you to take people down that are already struggling and suffering and taking them down so you can stand there, like I just told the other person who went through this, that was just waiting for the shovel for you to dig and bury them too? Could have buried both of us at the same time, but the universe not allow it. No, the universe ain't allow it. Guardian angels ain't allow it. That ain't happening. Ain't happening. That's why you didn't succeed. But, you know, your podcast choice is appropriate for you. I highly suggest to get a book sometime now, even an audiobook on Audibles. Well worth the read, listening, because you live a very busy lifestyle. And read about self-improvement, of how to find a heart of kindness and compassion. And to start forgiving yourself and apologizing where need. Because you've done a lot of things that could have literally killed people. If other people of higher power that don't have the money you do didn't interject, intervene. On to the next one. The invisible face. That's right. Another shadow. Another shadow. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. All right. Legal things. Okay. Mystery. Okay. All right. Now we got someone is interesting. Okay. Who also, and I'm not going to say this, but I could have already talked about them, that also may fall into empath trait, meaning they want to be a more of an empathetic person. Or I'm just saying they are an empath themselves and connect with me on levels. I mean, they know who I am. Oh, trust me. And I know who you are. All right. But you connected some way, somehow on the same levels in a lot of my audio podcasts. You wouldn't divulge that to anyone that you listen. Because you try to be part of this and it didn't work. It didn't work for you. You didn't feel right about it. Things had transpired. You didn't feel good about it. And I think really in the back of your mind, sometimes you thought, this could end up really bad. And I'm going to have to live with my choices of being involved in this stuff for the rest of my life. And I may not feel good about that. You know, some things that you're looking at maybe to try to protect yourself, you know, maybe, you know, whatever you're going through in life. Huh? But you don't have a lot of podcasts you're following. But you, oh, you got almost 90 podcasts. You dabble into a little bit of everything. You really do. You dabble into a little bit of everything. But you notice what you dabble in is very narrow window, and that you're not broadening your horizon. You are living in a box based off of, well, what anybody can see the podcast that you follow is you're in this box. Now, mind you, nobody can see any of these individuals' podcasts unless I divulge who they are. Or Gina, who's not Gina. Gina, go bana, bana, bana. It's like a song. Only I can see this and someone else that we collaborated on this. Collaborated on this. We saw all the podcasts. It was easy to figure out with time who is who. And it takes a little time. Who's listening? Right. Who's part of the narcissistic group and cult? Who suffers from narcissistic personality disorder? Who is a person who feels they're narcissistic, but they also feel empathetic? Who's just trying to be their own self without feeling strangulated, like somebody's going to take a shovel behind them and bury them whole? And they realize and they feel, because it's true, the person's still trying to bury their ass, and you'll fall for it every time. Don't you fall for the hook, line, and sinker from the narc every single time? Don't you? This is a podcast I've been doing for a while. This is not on Caring Bridge. Caring Bridge is about medical journey. And it's allowed me, once again, I'm going to say this to you, individual, is Caring Bridge has allowed me just that, to bridge to people that care. They actually give a damn about what I'm going through. See, that's the difference. You have felt like, I know, you still feel like you give an inch, and the narcissistic person in your life takes the whole freaking football fields. And literally stresses the hell out of you again. You feel your heart rate going up. You feel your anxiety all over again. You don't feel right. It's because the universe is telling you and your angels looking over you. And it's not right. And you need to keep moving on and remove yourself from the equation. Because it's not okay. All right? That's why you're feeling that way. All right? That's bad juju. When you're bouncing your energy off of something that's a someone that's not good energy. And it's dark. It's demonic. It's twisted. It's not good. It's demonic, devil-like. Okay? That's narcissistic energy. Narcissistic people, it's not a joke. There's many, many people in the psychology world that have said verbatim who have treated people who have sustained narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic abuse by the hand of the narcissistic psychopath and sociopath, narcissistic person, that these kind of people have the mentality and characteristics of the devil. Okay? When you start feeling bad juju, and I've said this before, being around narcissistic people, and deal with the same old, no sound, song, and dance, and think it's going to change, you're never going to change a narcissistic person. That's what I'm telling you. So why are you still put up with it? Why are you still falling for the bait? They don't give a damn about you. They're just using you. and they come a calling and hollering, please find yourself walking the other way. Actually, instead, take it back. Find yourself running your ass the other way. Far, far away, and don't look back. Huh? In some situations, you know, we have to cross narcissistic people. You don't want to be in the same breath. You don't want to be in the same air. And when you do, and you're away, and you're away from all that stuff, and you realize that bad feeling, that's because narcissistic people are dark people. Do I believe they're like demonic, devil, darkness? I don't know. That's the psychology terminology and what research and those that have practiced and have treated patients who dealt with narcissistic abuse. We're talking severe traumatic trauma therapists and people who have dealt with psychology, have a degree in psychology, or trauma therapists that deal with narcissistic abuse and people who have sustained it. The mental games, the gaslighting, the bullying, the brutes, the ganging up, the cult-like activity, the groups. If so-and-so does it, then you're not going to do it. If you ever fall out of the narcissistic circle, because narcs follow around and hang around other narcs, and if they sense somebody's a narc, they'll throw the bait out to test it. What if they're a narc too? Oh, they bought the bait. I'm sorry, are you a narc too? You are? Oh, come here. Come here, come here, come here, come here. Don't let her know I'm contacting you. Come here, come here, come here. Here, we're all going to gang up together. That's right. That's right. She's not dead yet. Hold on. You got a shovel? You don't have one? Here, let me have you borrow one. Here's one of my shovels. Oh, sorry, that's a pitchfork. Let me get you one that doesn't have a pitchfork to it. What do you think for Halloween, devil? So am I. Where'd you get your costumes from? Devil's Unlimited? I'm going to have to look that up where they sell that at. Devils, narcissisticdevils.com. Oh my God. Buy one, get one free if you know a narcissistic devil. Okay, yes. We'll have a devil party. It's Halloween. That sounds great. Seriously. If you all of a sudden you found yourself out and falling out of a narcissistic group, the fog, the, you know, you feel like you're trapped. You feel like you fell into a bear trap. You don't know how to get out. If you start getting out and the rest of the narcs and the head narc, which is the head snake of the cult, the group, however you want to call it, senses that you're going to go opposite of everybody else is, you're done. Guess what you're going to be? That's right. What you feel like. You're a target. You're a bullseye. You're a play toy for the head snake and everybody else is going to follow suit. You know what they're going to do? They're going to do whatever they can to find out what you're doing, who you're doing, where you're going, what you're living, how you're living, where you're working. They're going to find out every little nook and cranny. Oh, have a bad day? Went through something? Watch out who you tell, because the narc always has flying monkeys. These are the narcs in training. These are flying monkeys. They are like the preemie baby narcs, okay? If we could say narcs, like the head narc is like the narc. They're like the season one. You have the little baby narcs. Hey, little baby, cute little baby narc, little flying. And then I'm just going to call you a flying monkey. I'm saying this to be sarcastic, changing my voice, so to speak. Ah, that's right. This is my podcast. I can decide to change my voice if I want. That's right. To the narcs, though? No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to do things. Oh, wait a minute. That backfired. I'm going to do it again. Oh, that backfired again. I'm going to do it again. You know what? Don't listen to our podcast. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it, because I lost control and I'm narcissistic and I always have to have control. Really, what you need is a hobby. What you need to do is volunteer for people who are homeless and suffering right now. It's what your ass really needs to do. And for anybody who's dealt with a narcissistic person, please tell them that if you ever have to confront a narc. What you need to do with your time is, instead of projecting it on me and gaslighting me and abusing me, is you need to go pick up a phone and ask somebody in a city, a county, wherever you live, where you can volunteer to help people that are homeless. And those that have fame and glory and live by power, by money, maybe you want to take some of that money. Actually, take about 90%, because you know what? When you go up to heaven, God's going to judge you on how you used your money anyway. So you better use it wisely now, you know? Why don't you go ahead and help people out that need it, that are in the homeless communities or the animal shelters, or I don't know. I mean, look at the Red Cross in Morocco, earthquakes. Oh, that's right. Narcissistic people don't care about that. Now, what they'll do is they'll put it on their social media, their page, they'll tell friends or whatever. They'll act like they give a damn, but it's just a front. It's a mask. Narcissistic people wear masks. They want to look like an empathetic, oh, I'm so, my God, it's horrible. They're not. And then behind the scenes, they're like, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Here's the real reason why. Because narcissistic people don't care about anybody but themselves. So you, who's listening, why do you keep falling for the bait? Why do you keep falling for it? Huh? There's reasons, okay? There's reasons why you ain't around anymore. So why do you keep putting yourself back in it? Do you realize this person is just monitoring your behavior? They're monitoring everything you do, and then they're divulging it because they didn't go flying monkeys. Because the new flying monkeys are the narcs in training. Because a snake of the narc realizes that this is a narc, okay? They have narc tendencies, and they're going to groom them because narcs groom those in the group, okay? A narc does not have an empath. They're not going to have somebody like you as a heart that cares about people, that'll do put people first. They don't want you part of the group, okay? They don't, all right? You're a bullseye. You're a projection. You are, when they don't have time for me, you're the second kickoff, okay? That's what you are. You got people who are flying monkeys, and some of the people that you would think, oh my God, I can't believe they're flying monkeys. Yes. Have you felt like that? You have? Because it's happening right now. Watch what you divulge. Watch what you talk about yourself. Watch what you say. Watch how you act. And keep and be very private and confidential and really quiet. Peace and calm. Practice what I'm practicing slowly. Silence. When you're around what you know is flying monkeys, and all they're doing is finding information out for the snake, okay, which is the head of the narc, group, cult, whatever. Because narcs, I'm telling you, narcs aren't, they don't work solo. They work as a group. When you have a narcissistic psychopath, sociopath, they're seasoned narc. They've been doing it for a long time. And these kind of people, this ain't something that just presto magic. They learn this from another narc. That's right. Sometimes they're going to carry the torch, okay? And I don't care who, what, where, when, how of a narc, okay? You know, because we all are born and we all pass away, unless you're an artificial intelligence robot, okay? That's just life. Nobody lives forever. But a seasoned narc is going to pass down a baton to the next head of the snake, okay? So why you're feeling and what you're feeling is bad juju, bad energy. When the bait's being thrown out is because they're testing you. Yeah, they're testing you. They need something from you is what's going on. They need something from you. This is a temporary need because a narc doesn't need you forever. They only use people for needs and wants, and then you're done. They'll find every excuse to get rid of you. They will expose you in a negative light in a way that you sure the hell it's not fact-based. They'll tell people you're crazy, you have mental problems. Oh my God, this person's got mental health problems. They're crazy. They're insane. They have no problem telling complete strangers. And until you run across the complete stranger who also looks at you and goes, are you so-and-so? Yeah, well, that's funny. Because so-and-so is telling me all this. And you'll find all this stuff that this person was saying about you. And they'll take the head of the narc snake and the flying monkeys. They get all the resources, okay? They're like the Wizard of Oz. They're literally flying monkies because they fly around for the narc, the head narc. They want, their whole goal is to appease the head narc. Head narc will pay them off. They'll do whatever, you know, whatever that means, okay? Because that's what narcs do, all right? And they'll go back, take their little flying monkeys and go back and divulge everything that you're doing. And they're going to wait until you're in a weak moment and they're going to use your ass again over and over and over again. If anything has to do with them, okay, in a negative light, or whatever situation they're in, they're going to use an empathetic, an empath person, someone who is sick, someone who is in this situation, whatever. Narcs will drain the living life out of you if you let them. They will deteriorate your mental health. We'll talk about mental health. They will tell everybody you're crazy because they want to make you look like a lunatic because they don't want anybody to see behind the scenes the narcissistic abuse that they're doing. Let me say it again. They will call you crazy and make you out to be a nut job. And you can even be with a therapist. You could be at the therapist as long as I have. And they'll still say, oh, I got mental problems. What kind of deranged lunatic sits there and tells people somebody got a mental problem when they've been in therapy? I know. Someone who needs mental health that still hasn't got it. Because you're a narcissistic person. And narcissistic people don't believe in mental health providers. Because they wouldn't last, per my trauma therapist, 5 seconds in office or my psychologist in Ohio, not even 1 hour in the office without walking out. Because they wouldn't like to have anything to hear what I have to say. Truth. Or they've already been to a therapist and they didn't like what they had to say. They found them guilty situations and bad person. And they try to set them straight or give them advice and be a better person to find a heart that you have that God put in your chest. They didn't like it. And they left the therapist. They left the therapy session. They left therapy and they never turned back. And now they're even more twisted and dark energy than they were in the first place. So don't fall for it. They're just waiting. The head snake is just waiting for you because they need something from you. You narcs who will use people, they'll use people to get what they need in situations where they don't want to look bad, they don't want to take ownership for things they've done, and they will use people to gang up, especially on a supply or bullseye or target. I've been a bullseye and a target, a punching bag, for more than one narc. As some of my therapists have called it, cult, group, whatever you want to call it, when there's more than one, okay? I've been that projection, okay? I've been that scapegoat. Okay, shut your mouth, do this, do that, do this, do that. You're horrible, this, that, you're crazy, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll do it behind your back. They'll destroy your friendships. Every friendship you ever had, they will literally destroy it. They will do a one twisted side before you even know, before you even blink, they're on to destroying and gaslighting and slandering you and maliciously just creating somebody out of you that you never even thought existed because it's not you. Huh? And they'll do it over and over and over again. They'll buy people to believe their stories. They'll go visit them, take them out to dinner. They'll do whatever they can. And the thing is a narc, if they know that somebody's hurt them and they know it's factual base, they will side with the guilty no matter if they rape somebody 100 times over. And I'm sorry, that's a bad thing to say, but this is how sadistic narcs are. They will go and side with the biggest criminal of the worst perpetrator of all, so they can destroy their target. And they will twist what they've done on an innocent person without even batting a blink in an eye. And they don't care what they're doing. They will destroy your mental health. They will destroy your internal health. They will destroy your happiness, your well-being. They will destroy every friendship you've ever known. If you're working, they will contact your employer. They will get you fired. They will do whatever they can to destroy your sense of financial well-being. Their goal in the end is to take that shovel. That's right. And bury you first. I'm sorry, but I mean, I've heard it twice from two different kind of therapists. A psychologist in Ohio and a trauma therapist now. And I've heard from trauma therapists over and over again. Their end goal is not good. I've had law enforcement tell me things, educate me. I've had attorneys. I've had parts of court system tell me things. I've had people that were connected to the narc. I've had people that were friends with narcs. They have divulged things. These are people that weren't okay. Eventually in time, you cross those people. Huh? People who have a subconscious, you know, eats them alive. It does to everybody. Eventually, people set their own selves free. Huh? Or they remove themselves. They slowly do the drift from the narc. That's the biggest way of saying, I don't agree with what you're doing to people and what you have been doing. And I'm going to slowly do the drift out of your life. And I'm not looking back. And they'll slowly lose communication, contact with the narc. These are good people, good souls. They know what's going on ain't right. Yeah. I do the podcast on the other ones, the no face listeners. Yeah. You. I think I got you, maybe. I've talked a lot about narcissistic personality disorder. And the reason I have is because I never knew what the hell I was going through for a long, 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 far too long time. I lost a big portion of my life battling with, I didn't know what the hell it was. Was something dark, something wasn't right, it didn't feel right. I've always said I felt like it was in a fog. It's narcissistic abuse, narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic folk, strangers that weren't strangers. But when you realize somebody's not who they are and they're just wearing a mask and they never divulge who they really were, and then all of a sudden they don't have a choice. And then all of a sudden when you wake up, you realize you don't know who the hell you were dealing with. You never really knew the person because you're never really going to know a narc. Until there's no more mask for them to pick up and wear. And some will just drop and lose their masks on their own. You know, they'll misplace them, whatever situation. It's just hypothetically saying, you know. I'm going to say this about Caring Bridge because like I said, it's been 2 weeks now. For anybody who's dealing with chronic illness, okay, and you're trying to find a way to express yourself and talk about what you're going through, and it doesn't matter what your condition is, from, you know, diabetes to people with heart disease to people with cancer to people with paralysis. I mean, everyone is suffering and struggling with something chronic. Sometimes it's temporary, sometimes it's long-term. And Caring Bridge is just a wonderful way. And it's a wonderful platform, as the words Caring Bridge is, to bridge into other people and to connect with people who care and give a damn about you. And I'm going to say this because it's the truth. It's been a long ass time, over a decade, I ever felt anybody gave a damn about me. And the people that I was friends with that used to, I thought, gave a damn about me, were too busy opening their ears to narcissistic people. A head snake who went around everybody. And the problem was, is you fell for hook, line, and sinker yourself. And you believed it. I had to start from scratch over again. And it wasn't easy. And it hasn't been easy. But I've come out on the other side of the mountain. And I realized how strong I really am that I never really knew. And I don't know I'm the strongest person. But I had a head of snake that literally tried to destroy me. And they did everything they possibly could. They treated me like an AI robot they were trying to program. But they didn't realize is they met their challenge, because I'm stronger than you'll ever be. You could have all the money in the world, fame and glory, whatever the heck you want, but I have something that money will never buy you. And for you, and those narcissistic people in the world, what you don't have is a heart. Podcast to be continued.